She stood wide-eyed and trembling, incredibly aware of the belt he held at her side, but even more so, of his hand and the heat it stirred in her. She wanted to push away from him, but didn't dare. His eyes still bored into hers dangerously. His silky dark hair falling in wavy chunks across his forehead. "Didn't I say I wanted a coffee before I take you in the bedroom?" His voice was raspy and low. Was it just her, making up the double meaning in his words? Moistness grew between her legs, wetting the silk of her undergarment. His eyes narrowed when she didn't move. "Want to test me?" Bianca scrambled away from him to the stove and began fumbling with the coffee grounds. She felt him come up behind her. The heat and smell of him made her breathless. "I don't like waste or mess." He walked away toward her room, taking his belt with him. She watched out of the corner of her eye as he threw the belt on the small bed, her bed, and rubbed his hands together. Sick bastard. He was enjoying this way too much. She didn't know how she managed, but she was able to make his coffee perfectly, strong enough to put a real smile on his hard, straight mouth. He set the cup down on the table and sat in one of the wooden chairs. She felt a sigh of relief escape, which made him chuckle. She was tempted to ask him what he found so amusing, but kept her lips clasped tightly. "You've never had a spanking before, have you, princess?" He leaned back, propping his chair on two legs and looking at her intently. She could only manage to shake her head and swallow. She wished he'd tip the chair just a little farther and fall on his ass. "Well, now, I just feel bad prolonging it when you've no idea what to expect. That's just cruel." His chair clunked as he let it fall back onto four legs. "All right, princess, go on into my room. I'll be right there, and we'll get this over, so you can cook us some dinner in peace." His face looked sympathetic, as though he was actually doing her a favor. Anger charged through her.
"Thank you, Mr. McPherson,"
she curtsied.
"You're so kind. Perhaps, on my way, I can get the belt for you, to show my gratitude."
He stood, flipping the chair onto its back. The crack of the wood made her jump and yelp, but she held her ground. He flew to her and clasped his big rough hand on her chin. "You can just stew in your juices now, sweetheart. You can think about it all day. Wonder obviously how the first stinging blow will feel on your delicate, pampered hide. I'll do it later, and every little thing you do to irritate me in the meantime will just add up." He bent to pick up the chair. "Shall I have the horsewhip ready, just in case?"
"Horsewhip?"
Anger surged again.
"I am no horse."
Her small hands balled into fist. "You're right. My horses are more obedient." His cold brown eyes bored into hers. Fear sizzled inside her. She hated him. He laughed coldly and went to grab the belt off her bed. She watched intently as he slid it through his belt loops. When she saw him look at her, she turned quickly and began gathering things for his supper. He was the most cantankerous, contemptible, ill-tempered man she'd ever known. She loathed even the air he breathed. He walked up behind her, smacked her on the buttocks hard enough to sting, even through the many layers of fabric in her dress and petticoat. She yipped in surprise. If that stung, what would it feel like with nothing to protect her skin? "I'm going out to get feed. I expect dinner when I get back." He walked to the door, grabbing a silver flask and whistling for the dog to follow. She watched him over her shoulder, relieved that he was leaving. He paused to say, "Oh yeah, since you enjoy wearing men's clothes so much, I put some in your dresser. Put them on. They'll be more appropriate for farm work anyway." Bianca's jaw went slack as he walked, laughing, to his wagon. She wouldn't wear his breeches no matter what he said. She'd rather get the horsewhip. She walked to the door to tell him just that, but the words were stuck. "Hey, princess, I'm an angry drunk." He held up the flask. "You'll probably regret not taking advantage of my earlier offer." He pulled up the reins and rode off down the road.